All right. Welcome to Guest House Live at Roadhouse Inn. Every Thursday night we do this, and it's a little something different every Thursday night. Tonight it's Little Furnace night, I would say. Little Furnace Records.
Yeah, Little Furnace.
We have Cicada Jade and Borrowed Equipment going to be playing a little bit later. We're going to talk to Cicada Jade right now. It's Brianna and Tiff, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
And I'm sorry, we are live from Roadhouse, so it's a little bit loud in here. We'll do our best. So how's it going?
Pretty freaking wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're starting a little bit later than we wanted to. It's been a little bit of a nightmare between the tornado and our board died and everything's fixed. And then we lost a battery. And I've never seen anyone lose a battery like that before. What if you didn't find it until tonight when you went home? How great would that have been? I should explain. She dropped her 9-volt battery for her guitar, and it hit the floor. Everyone heard it hit the floor, and then we looked around on the floor for 15 minutes straight. Everybody's like, what the hell? It bounced out off the floor and into her boot.
A majority of the patrons were even helping me.
I know. Everybody. Everyone cheered when we found it. Ridiculous. So anyway, Cicada Jade, you guys are... I mean, listed as a Philadelphia band. Are you actually in the city? Or are you on the outskirts?
I'm in the city. I live far northeast, so, you know, close to borderline Montgomery County. Tiff here is in a...
Yeah, I grew up in northeast Philly, but I now reside in Bensalem.
Okay. So
just,
you're not too far on the edge,
yeah.
Not too far from here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before I go any further, let me pull up my notes, because I know you guys got a couple of big shows coming up. The one that's happening tomorrow night, Girls Rock at Dobbs. That's a great show. That is a really solid lineup there.
We're really excited about this one.
Yeah, Roxy Roll, Soraya, Cheerbleeders. I mean, those are all big names in the scene right now. We've had a couple of them on, and that's just a great show. It's a great night.
We love a good ladies' night.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we couldn't turn this one down.
Very cool. So, let's hear about Cicada Jade. You guys didn't grow up together?
No, we actually met in college.
Okay. What college?
We went to Holy Family. Okay. We both lived in the dorms our freshman year, and I had the worst roommate ever.
Worst roommate
I was assigned.
Ever.
She was completely crazy, up all night making noise, just bringing people into our room. It was horrible. And Bree was nice enough.
If you guys want to ever find out about her, you know, come find us at a show, ask us about Tiff's roommate, and I can tell you why they called her Hot Lips.
Oh.
So ask us about that.
Yeah,
Hot Lips. Yeah, Tiff moved in with me to escape her, and that's how we became good friends.
Okay. Was it like a band right away, or did that form later?
No. Not at all. No.
Brianna always played her guitar and sang, and I remember going to see her at shows back then even, but I didn't start playing keyboard until August of, I guess it was 2013.
Oh, really? Started actually
recently,
playing.
Playing keyboard.
Learned how to play piano.
Yes.
You knew how to play.
I kind of had
the basics.
Yeah, I had some, I could do some tingling around with the,
right.
a little bit, but.
Yeah, I tried to teach myself piano. I play guitar, I've been playing forever, always wanted to play piano. I cannot get the left and right things doing different things at the same
time. Hard.
I know, it's really, and she picked it up so quickly, like, when you guys hear her, like, Tiff is really impressive when you realize how much actual experience it's incredible.
I still can't read music, so it's all sort of...
Well, you know, that you don't really need
neither
it.
Here.
No, that's what I've decided.
Especially if you write. I mean, nobody sits there and like writes down, okay, E-flat, and then I'm going to do like nobody does that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so then you, after college, started Cicada Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd the name come from?
Well, we wanted to call ourselves, well, we like nature. We wanted to name ourselves after something that makes pretty noise, some sort of animal, and originally we thought birds.
Yeah, and we're going with, you know, okay, well, our songs are vocally driven, let's go with like a songbird, or any bird, really. My initial thought, because I can be a little ditzy sometimes and not really put together a good pun, but we wanted to call ourselves the... Swallows.
Oh.
Which Tiffany...
I immediately vetoed that name.
And I didn't understand why for a sec. I was like, why? The swallows are such beautiful birds. And then we realized the the sexual pun that was involved with calling a girl band the Swallows.
I'm not sure that's going to go over well.
No, it didn't. No. So we were like, what about bugs?
We like bugs.
Okay. Yeah, that's... And that's cicada. And then just the cult jade, just because?
It sounds good.
I mean, it has a really nice, cicada jade. It's and, smooth.
It's... It's a precious stone, and actually after we came up with this name, I looked it up, and jade cicadas are actually used in Chinese culture to help the dead pass over to the afterlife. So cicadas in people's mouths. They have like the little stones. And
so that's a cool story.
Yeah. People wear the emblem as like good luck and for prosperity.
Nice. All right, so how'd you hook up with Little Furnace Records?
We love Jack.
It's all Jack. Jack Fernino. The man of Little Furnace.
I've known Jack for a while. He actually used to come into my coffee shop and do work, but he and I never really connected. And then I started going every once in a while to an open mic where he liked to frequent. And he was the only person that had ever played drums for me that could really kind of hone in and follow what I was doing. Because I keep in time, but I do a lot of really deliberate sort of stops. And I was so impressed with that. You play with a drummer that you don't know, they usually don't sound that good.
Yeah.
And he did such a great job, and then we became really fast friends after meeting again at like a friend's birthday. So, you know, the three of us have been super close, and Jack kind of was like, you know, I want to start recording, and out of recording and all the bands that he knows kind of came this Little Furnace, which has really turned into an amazing collaboration between people that are like just so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And helpful.
That's awesome. If you're just joining us, this is Cicada Jade. If you want to get more information, just find them on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Cicada Jade, because they got a couple shows coming up. And we'll talk about them one more time before we move over to Borrowed Equipment. But when I was looking up some information on you guys, well, first of all, it says you're listed as a duo. How often do you play duo, and how often does Jack join? And I noticed you have a mandolin player tonight. Like, is it kind of an evolving band?
Definitely. I think Brianna and I are the core group. We are Cicada Jade. We are writing the songs, and then what we like to do is bring in different people, and we've actually talked about this recently, how much fun it is to work with different musicians and hear how different people are playing our songs and see what different instruments and different attitudes and personalities can bring to the table. We do fairly often play just the two of us, and it is almost a totally different show when it's just us than if you see us with a full band, especially when we have a bassist and all that, because we can go from intimate, you know, really close.
Yeah.
To in your face.
In your face, yeah, a little more punchy.
And it's so fun to experiment with all those different dynamics. So, and we know so many amazing musicians. We're so blessed to have met so many people that even when people come and play with us, they bring so much to the table. And when they're not around, you know, we do something that's really special. And we've had people comment on both ways that have seen us play several shows, and they're impressed. You know, when it's just her and I, and they want to see it that way more, and then there's people who are like, wow, you know, that mandolin player was so great, or it's so nice to see you guys with like a full rhythm. So, you know, it's fun. I like doing it that way.
Cool. All right, and I also noticed when I was looking some stuff up about these hidden house shows. So, first of all, it seems like house shows are doing, I'd almost say that they're doing better than venues in Philadelphia. I mean, even like places like the Pharmacy, which is like somewhere in between. It's not quite a venue, not quite a house show, but it seems like they're doing very well. So what is the hidden house shows about? Why are you making them hidden?
The hidden house is actually my house.
Well, that's a good reason to keep it hidden.
Yeah, so, well, you know, we try to keep the crazies out. But this will be our fifth show.
Yep.
This is our fifth show that we're going to be putting on. And this one we're really excited about because it's Jade Fest. We're going to have a whole day, it's going to be 2 p.m. to midnight on July 18th. And we're going to have a full lineup of so many awesome bands. We actually have bands coming from out of town. Calliope Musicals from Austin, Texas is going to be joining us.
Okay.
Which we're super excited about. And tons of local bands. Pretty much the entire Little Furnace
label
is going to be there.
Cool.
And like what we're so excited about is we started out as thinking kind of, okay, you know, we live in the farther northeast, and we're really traveling down to the city a lot to kind of be involved in music. And there just wasn't enough of a culture in our area. And we're like, well, let's bring it here. Yeah. And then we also notice, and it becomes less and less, but we notice that, you know, we know people in Manayunk and South Philly, and they never really venture or intermingle too much. And we thought, let's get them all in one house. And nobody comes to a house show unless they really love music. So you find a lot of respect there.
Yeah.
But you also find a good, intimate party, which is great. And then we initiated it again. Like, we wanted to put these people in a room together and see how they would network. And in a short amount of time, like Tiffany said, this is only our fifth one. It has just exploded. You know, I recommend you find the Hidden House on Facebook if you want to ask us some more about it. We're really excited for the opportunity to bring music.
The Hidden House has its own Facebook page?
It does.
With no address. Is that how you get to go to one of these shows? You go there and you kind of like go through a screening process? Fill out like a form?
It's really not that hidden.
No. Believe me, I understand. The radio station's in my house, so it's like part of me is like wants to tell people, and other parts like, I don't know if I want you guys to come over. You know, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see here. Oh, well, other than the Hidden House shows, is there like a regular spot that you guys hit, like a regular venue that is, seems to be your favorite?
We love Connie's.
Yeah, we love Connie's Rick Rack.
Awesome.
We do. We're very fond of Ron. He's...
Ron,
you know,
yeah,
people
just awesome guy.
They should follow in his footsteps as far as how he treats musicians and how he looks at local music in Philadelphia. He really does a great job at it, and for that, we love Connie's. Now, there's some other rooms in Philly that I've really enjoyed playing. We just played the Tin Angel. Amazing sound in there. Mm-hmm. It's a really intimate, beautiful room. It's perfect for a band like us. I mean, we had a great time, but we had to pick a favorite.
Yeah, Connie's is home base, I think.
Very cool. Well, I don't see any Connie shows listed, but you have Dobbs tomorrow night.
Yes.
You play in Grape Room Saturday night.
Yes, another favorite of ours.
We do really love the Grape.
Along with Borrowed Equipment, who we're going to be talking to next. Mm-hmm. And then you have this Hidden House show, Jade Fest. Which is the 18th, you said.
Yep, coming up next weekend.
July 18th.
Saturday.
It's, We do charge a cover. That's really to pay ourselves back because we put a lot of love into this. I mean, you're going to come, you're going to drink, you're going to eat. We paid for that.
Yeah.
And we pay the sound guy because for us as musicians, we realize how important it is that you sound good.
Yeah.
So we pay the sound guy pretty well. And we haven't gotten to the point yet where we can pay the bands as handsomely. We hope to get there
someday.
Soon. The way we're going now, someday soon.
That's awesome. Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that that's working out. That's very cool. All right, so those are the dates. I would go to Cicada Jade on Facebook for more information on these shows. Stay tuned because we're going to have a full set here in a minute. Any plans after these three shows? Looks like you got a busy couple of weeks. And then anything like in the less near future?
I think we're going to take a rest. We might pull a Tin Angel show early in August, the 8th or the 9th. We're still kind of firming that up. But for the most part, I think that both of us are going to take a much needed.
We're also going to start looking into recording some more.
Cool.
Yeah, taking some time to get some more stuff recorded and out there.
Nice. Well, make sure you send it over, please.
We will.
Cool. All right, and by the way, this is our featured band of the week. I didn't even mention that, I don't think. So they are in heavy rotation, and we're going to play a track right now while we switch things over. So Wicked One seems to be the favorite out of the two. So let's do that one, and looking forward to the set. Thank you guys for talking for a little bit.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, give us a little bit of time. We'll be right back with Borrowed Equipment.
Gas House Radio. Featured band of the week. Other. What is one man's burden?
welcome back to Guest House, live from Roadhouse Inn. This is every Thursday night at Roadhouse Inn. That's 2200 New Falls Road in Levittown. It's a free night. It's 21 and older. It's every Thursday night at 9. And we bring some independent artists to a place that probably doesn't usually have it, I would say. And we have basically Little Furnace night tonight, which is awesome. We just talked to Cicada Jade, and right now with me is Borrowed Equipment. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Hey, maybe Dustin. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. If we could just go right down the line with names, and I will try not to butcher them throughout the night.
Sure. John, the bassist.
Yeah, Anthony, I play lead guitar.
My name's Don.
I'm Jack.
Jack. Yeah, and you guys, just so you know, you got to get like on those mics. I apologize.
Yep.
No. All right, so Borrowed Equipment. Now, if you find them on Facebook, that seems to be like where you guys reside online, Facebook. Is that like it started out really? The name's Borrowed Equipment, and you guys literally borrowed equipment? That's where the name came from?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. It was actually a funny thing where we didn't have a name walking onto stage before our first show.
Before your first show,
you literally, just... we didn't have a name, and I turned to Don. I go, "What the hell are we going to call ourselves?" And Don said, "Borrowed Equipment," since none of us had our own stuff, and that's how it turned out.
It's worked out. We own our stuff now, most of it anyway.
Yeah, we got our own stuff.
So, how does that happen? How do you get together, write some songs, and get a show without a name? I mean, obviously, you guys must have known each other beforehand. Is it a previous band?
So I just put some videos up on YouTube playing some music that I wrote, and someone asked me if I had a band and we could play a show, and I just said yes. So I went and got these guys because, you know, these are two of my best friends. We met in high school. We're still friends. We were friends outside of music anyway. And, you know, I said, can you guys play a show with me? And they both decided to, and we had another buddy play bongos with us. And eventually we... picked up Jack along the way, and we're still kicking.
Okay. So, how long has this been Borrowed Equipment?
About 2 years, maybe, yeah. Give or take a little bit.
Feels like forever,
Christ's sake. Sure.
where do people normally find you guys? Do you guys have, like, a normal spot that you play, or you kind of just... I mean, I know I mentioned during Cicada Jade, but you guys are playing the Grape Room on Saturday night.
Right.
Is that like a regular spot for you?
Yeah, we play there a lot. We played in the Northeast a lot, too. Spencer's, Sweeney's, we play a lot.
Sweeney's on Philmont Ave, yeah, we play that a lot.
And, yeah, the Grape Room seems to be a big staple for us. A couple places here within downtown, too, we'll stop at, but Grape Room and then the Northeast bars are big for us.
Okay. And so, Jack, you came on board. What number band is this for you?
This might have been 7, I think. 7 of 10.
That's like a lucky number too, so that works out.
He's quite the drummer octopus.
Yeah, Jack is the drummer, and I met Jack actually during the Italian Market Festival, and I was asking him about some of his other projects, and he listed a lot of them. Or no, you were actually there for 3 of them, I think.
Yeah.
Right? You played in 3.
I had 3 bands submit, and all 3 got in.
So all 3 got in? Very nice.
Hat trick, right?
Yeah. And Jack is actually the owner of Little Furnace, which we talked about before. So I guess because you're in Borrowed Equipment will be on the label. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, they kind of snuck in.
Unless there were any legal pending issues. But yeah, we should be on that label.
I don't have anything recorded from Borrowed Equipment. Is there anything recorded?
There is, yeah. So we just finished up most of our songs. We're just in the process of getting the rest of them mastered. Two of them are ready to go and up on SoundCloud.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, when you're on Little Furnace, is that like, do you guys record there? Like, do you have a studio as well, or is it just like a label?
Yeah, we have one project studio that we pretty much always work out of. It's up in Southampton. How am I spacing on that name right now? It's run by Ron Pastore. It's the Pen Recording.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty much how it came together, that we were all going in one after the other recording there. And eventually half of us were sharing back lines and people and ideas and things like that.
Okay. So you get the album out, and then what's next?
We were just talking about that. I don't know. I think we have to write more music. I think we have to record more music, but... I mean, getting the music that we have out there is important. It's just a combination of everything, I think. And whatever puts the next foot forward. We're going to just have to ask some friends and ask some people and figure it out, but you never know.
Yeah, we definitely want to play more gigs. We love playing music, and we're going to write more and play more, and yeah, you'll be seeing us all over the town. Look out. Wow.
The interesting thing about the music is that I think we're still evolving as a band and what we're doing, right? I think a lot of the songs came from, you know, at their inception from times earlier that we kind of refined just to put on stage. And the songs that we've written all together have really been some of our more fun songs to play. So as we continue to play with each other, I think they're going to continue to evolve and continue to do more things.
I think that's probably a pretty common occurrence where you have the first group of songs. Usually a songwriter will have those, and the band kind of develops. And then the evolution of the band is where it's fun, where you guys all are writing together. Is it right now where, like, the songs that you have recorded, are you kind of sick and tired of playing those songs? Are those the only songs, or do you guys have a pretty decent catalog?
No, well, I mean, at least for me, and I won't speak for everybody else, but I think they're still a great time. I mean, they're really great, fun
people.
Songs to play. Yeah.
But I mean, and even, to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, for us.
There's like two I'm sick of. But other than that, they're all good.
But no, I think Don did a great job of writing them. They're fun songs to play, and they're still new for us, so.
That's cool. This is Borrowed Equipment, if you're just joining us, Saturday night at Grape Room. Who else is on that show at Grape Room? Do you know offhand?
I don't.
I know Cicada Jade is.
Yeah, but other than that, no, we don't know.
Okay. Any other shows lined up that in the works for the summer?
What is it?
Well, we'll be playing at the Cicada Jade's Hidden House Festival next week.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, the Hidden House show. we talked about you need to fill out a couple forms if you want to be able to go to that show. But it's just look up Hidden House and Cicada Jade on Facebook. That sounds, and maybe you guys can, I can get your opinion on this. It seems like house shows are doing equal, if not better, than shows at venues these days. It seems like more and more bands are playing house shows as opposed to, like, any of the main venues in Philly. Would you kind of, have you run into that at all?
I have. I've seen that happen more and more. I think it's, there's an idea that there's less pressure to have to really sit in front of the band and enjoy them at a house show, and the opposite happens because people feel like they can move around and do whatever they want. They tend to enjoy the music more just for the music, and they'll come up and you get to hang out with people too, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's kind of what Cicada Jade was saying a little bit, that if you're going to a house show, it's because you really like the music.
Right.
It's not because you're, you know, going to a bar to get drunk.
And the quality, I think, you know, when you're in a house show or you get the subwoofers or you're right on top of the speakers and it's a little too close and the ceilings aren't real big, you're right on top of it, you're right into it, so it's very organic. So it definitely is cool in that way.
Yeah. What are some of, like, we talk about the Philadelphia music scene a lot with our show and just with our website in general. What are some of the, I don't know, things that you run into within the scene that that you like and dislike? Is there anything specific that sticks out, whether it's the venues, the other bands, just the scene overall? I mean, Jack, especially, like, being involved in so many bands, you probably, and also on the label end of things, you probably run into it from different angles.
Yeah, I think the best shows are the ones where it feels like you are just out with your buddies, and every once in a while a couple of us are going to go up and play. And it's just that really communal feel. That's the bigger thing.
And you probably get that a lot more at house shows than these shows where promoters are just picking four bands and putting them together because, that band brings 30, that one brings 40, and so now we have a successful night.
Yeah, that's when you get to, like, think about, well, you know, this band will lead well into this band, which will lead nicely into this one, and this one will give it a break, and, you know, you can really set a nice pace and flow to it.
Yeah.
Make it more enjoyable.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the interesting part for me is that there's really so much incredible talent in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I mean, for all the places that we've played, you know, you always classify, like, New York is going to have a great scene, California is going to have a great scene, but
Philly's,
I think,
awesome.
Philly has some amazing musical talent around here, and it's really interesting to see in some of the small places you go to.
Yeah, absolutely underrated, too,
yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
All right, well, Borrowed Equipment, definitely follow them on Facebook, look for the new songs. What's the SoundCloud link? Is it Little Furnace?
Yeah, it's on Little Furnace Music, and I think
we also do have Borrowed Equipment SoundCloud as well. Yeah,
okay.
Like us on Facebook, and you'll get the details come out ASAP.
All right, there you go, and don't forget this Saturday night at Grape Room. It's going to be a fun show. You get to see both these bands that you're about to hear tonight. But you know, as much as I like you listening to Gas House, it's much better in person. So if you're anywhere in the area, come out to Grape Room. We'll come out tonight. You still have a little bit of time, but come out to the Grape Room on Saturday. All right, so give us a little bit of time to switch over. We're actually going to do some sound checking and stuff, so it'll probably be about 15 minutes or so, and then we'll get Cicada Jade on here. So
thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank
man.
You.
Rock and roll. Thank you, Dustin.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, Roadhouse Inn. Hello. Thank you.
We were a little premature the first time. I apologize.
Yeah, she jumps the gun all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
I'm really good in bed that way, though.
Okay. We're just going to start this set that way. We are Cicada Jade. We have a brand new song for you guys. This is its world debut, actually. So
kind of ballsy, right?
Kind of ballsy, yeah. Enjoy. Number of love songs. That's only the first one.
Oh, but there is some bitchy hateful shit in there too.
Yeah, so keep your ears peeled for words of hate hidden inside the love songs, because that's how we roll.
Actually, we're both pretty lovely.
We're very nice. We're really very nice.
Nice, nice, nice.
I will.
Give Jackie a chance to just get his thing out.
Let's welcome Jack, the alpha male for Nino, to the stage.
Woo!
It's going to bring us some beats. Thank you.
Love song, actually.
Nah, no. It's about murder.
Thank you. talk of the town is this tragedy. Who'd have thought it's just not right? Lock that boy up for life. Now they pray, now they pray, now they pray. At Jamaica.
Again, we are Cicada Jade. We have digital download cards of stuff that we recorded. We put a lot of love into it.
Yeah.
There's another band here that also put a lot of love in those recordings and several others that you might get a kick out of. So you can ask us for them and pick them up. We'll give them to you. Next up is a pretty song, pretty much.
What you get if you ask for more. I ain't got a lot of time, but maybe
maybe I could make some. You've got a lot on your mind, baby, let me take some. Of this city, I'll tell you you're nice and you'll call me pretty. Smooth on my oil and meet you by the back door. You might feel spoiled, but what would we wait for?
Your bartenders. One of them is named Sarah. Say
Thank
hi
you,
to Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah. Woo.
I hope you guys listening are enjoying what you're hearing. Check us out at the Hidden House. We got one more song for you. Tiffany calls it the... Oh, we got two more. Oh, shit.
We got two more songs.
All right. Who wants to hear me scream?
I do. This song is haunted.
Shit, I was on the wrong song. I told you I love that beer. I was getting ready to play Traveler, my bad. I'm like thinking, I'm like, this doesn't sound good, but okay. That's why people like live sub.
There's one.
That song is called Wicked Ones. You can find that and I Will, which you heard a little bit earlier, on the Little Furnace compilation album, along with Borrowed Equipment, who's coming on next, so stay tuned. We've got one more song for you. This is what I like to call the astral projection song. If you don't know what that is, it's when you leave your body and you can go anywhere you want and it's totally free.
I see Paris, I see France, I see Tiffany's underpants.
That's another show.
Oh,
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You can find us online under Cicada Jade. You can also come see us and a shit ton of other phenomenal bands at the Hidden House, July 18th. You should ask us about it. We'll invite you to the party. You guys are cool enough. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually really sweet. Give it up for Mike the Magic Dragon and Jack the Alpha Male. Aren't we lucky ladies tonight?
We sure are. Stay tuned. Bird Equipment's up next.
All Woo! Right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Cicada Jade. We are live on Guest House Radio, live from Roadhouse Inn. If you are in the Levittown, PA area listening at home, you should definitely join us every Thursday night. It's a free event. And I do want to mention, too, that we have Broken Goblet on tap right now. That's a great local beer company that supports independent music as much as we do. And it's a really tasty beer at that. I know next week it's going to be on special for $3 for our third Thursday special here. But give it a try tonight. It's really good. Stay tuned. We've got Borrowed Equipment up next.